A good memoir can really open your eyes and inform your opinions about someone. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews a pair of high-profile memoirs that reveal the complex lives of two vastly different, widely influential people. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Of the excellent memoirs by well-known people I listened to for my last Kirkus nonfiction audio column, Alexei Navalny's Patriot was the one I can't stop thinking about. In it, the voice of the heroic, brilliant, and droll Alexei Navalny speaks to us from beyond the grave, expressively read in the audio version by English actor Matthew Good. His narrative will entertain you, educate you, and ultimately move you to tears. Part one recounts the author's experience of being poisoned in 2020, most likely by Russia's FSB security agency, written while he was recovering in Germany. Arrested immediately upon his return, he was able to complete parts two and three as planned, chronicling his early life, his sweet romance with wife Yulia, and his political career, dealing ample scorn to the daughterers, deadbeats, and other hypocrites who have controlled the post-Soviet era. After that, imprisoned in ever more draconian circumstances and given only the barest access to writing materials, part four became a prison diary cobbled together from brief dispatches. As his physical condition nosedives, he is treated only by a, quote, typical prison doctor whose job is to confirm that a prisoner is completely healthy until he stops breathing, and charged with endless new crimes. Certain that he will not leave prison alive, as he did not, he continued to be wry, upbeat, and unflagging in his commitment to his beloved country. In Cher, the memoir, Part One, the eponymous diva recounts the action-packed first half of her life story, an all-American rags-to-riches dream. Like Barbara Streisand, this iconic woman born in 1946 is going to need about 1,000 pages to tell the story of her amazing life and career, but she has chosen to do it in two volumes. This one ends about 8 years before she won her Oscar for Moonstruck in 1988, but having started her partnership with Sonny Bono at the age of 16, there's plenty to cover. She begins at the beginning. I mean, geez, my family, you couldn't make it up. Though Cher grew up with ants in the Rice Krispies, sour milk, and saddle shoes held together with rubber bands, her mother always won the misery Olympics with stories of her own past. Did your dad ever try to gas you in your sleep? This beautiful man-eating actress mom married 6 times, 2 of them to Cher's father, Johnny Sarkeesian, and Cher's relationship with her, which included quite a bit of difficulty over the years but always landed on love, seems to presage her history with Sonny. Sonny died in 1998, creating an opportunity for affecting candor and self-reflection about their trajectory, which included a divorce on the basis that Sonny had held me in involuntary servitude in direct violation of the U.S. Constitution's 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery. Their comedy act continued to thrive after the split. She loved this man and always will. The story of Sonny and Cher is a story of the 60s and 70s, of the growth of the music and television industries, of fashion and celebrity culture, of the evolving role of women in the 20th century. And the skinny on her relationships with David Geffen, second husband Greg Allman, and Kiss frontman Gene Simmons is just as riveting. The vicarious experience of wealth, glamour, and romance is not always this much fun. Cher nails it.
The books are Patriot by Alexei Navalny and Cher, the memoir Part 1 by Cher. You can find more information about these titles on our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.